Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
It's about more than football on the field. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The irreversible mess in which Carolina has found itself has turned into the Bill Belichick scandal, metastasizing across America. Reports continue to flow out from sources inside or close to the football program. According to multi-Emmy winner Chris Clark sports blog, Belichick has shown a willingness to trigger his own $1 million buyout. That's what the hoodie has to pay UNC for breaking his contract. But between the $20 million guarantee Belichick has for the next 2 years, along with two-year deals for his two sons and Mike Lombardi's and his son, the total buyouts could be millions more that will undoubtedly be part of any negotiation. Clark adds that members of Belichick's coaching staff have already spoken to other schools expected to be in the CFP playoff, hoping to catch on with them. His leakers further report the rats are leaving the ship and serious recruiting violations remain under investigation at UNC. The ivory tower crowd that broke policies and rules and perhaps laws and gave him a three-year guarantee has disappeared beyond soft statements from Chancellor Lee Roberts and new Board of Trustees Chair Malcolm Turner about patience. Their constituency, in fact, is losing its patience. When Belichick and his girlfriend get off that plane in California, they will find waiting a ravenous West Coast media welcoming a hiatus from the ongoing fight between its governor and the president. This has gone way past the bad football team with players Belichick and Lombardi inherited and a clear failure in the transfer portal. They are talking about a new freshman class coming in when they will likely lose the entire current freshman class. Does that sound like progress or treading water? It has become more than what happens between the sidelines and end zones. The girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, was a curious tidbit about Belichick when they arrived in Chapel Hill. But attempts aren't working to get her off the sideline before games and not create so many photo ops for all kinds of media. Perhaps the worst look was during Carolina's first open date. The hoodie and who he calls his muse jetted on a university lease plane, strolling hand in hand on Nantucket Island after catching a high school football game. Then there was Belichick banning social media mentions of the Patriots, his old NFL team he now hates, whose beloved quarterback Drake May had his career game last Sunday night. The May family, from Mark to Luke to Bo to Drake, is as royal as any in UNC history. What a selfish, petty move by a six-time Super Bowl winner. I hear and read grumblings from Carolina fans who want big-time football at any cost and behavior. Most alumni are more concerned with the reputation of the university. With all this cannon fodder, NCAA violation, illegal hiring, a broken, unfixable locker room, UNC has plenty to begin settlement talks. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.